Well, as the wonderful white-winged warrior continues to soar high in the sky over the Atlantic, on his way to becoming the first man to fly the great ocean, meanwhile, back in Midland City.
Well, Doctor, it all began when this jerk who works in a shoe store walked in the office one day and volunteered to fight crime.
Yes, it was all about a dream.
And when he walked into a broom closet with a suitcase and came out dressed like a chicken.
Yes, it was all about a dream.
I think it was at that moment that I knew it just wasn't going to work out.
It was all about a dream.
For one thing, his wings caught on fire at least
22 times.
Now about 9 or 10.
Has the number 22 ever appeared to you at all?
22. Let's see now. How many times has City Hall burned down?
22 times.
No more like 32.
You've never seen the number 22.
Well, he's leaped out of my office window about
22 times.
No, about 14, I think.
Please continue.
Well, another problem is that he's always getting himself lost.
Ah, yes, of course.
For example, he's called me many times.
Like 22?
No more like 50 to tell me he's lost in his chicken cave.
It was all about dreams.
Will you stop saying that?
It was all about dreams.
How many times are you going to say that?
How about 22?
What's wrong with you? Why do you keep mentioning the number 22?
Well, when I was a small child, I was struck by a moving vehicle.
Were you hurt?
No, but I've had a terrible headache ever since.
Would you like to lie down? We'll trade places.
Oh, thank you.
Comfortable?
Ah, thank you.
What hit you? A car?
No.
A bus?
No.
A truck?
No. A 22-year-old bicycle rider.
Oh, well, that's why you've got number 22 in the brain.
That's not where I was struck.
Well, just relax and tell me about it.
You're not going to tell me it was all about a dream.
No, I won't tell you that.
Well, the doctor certainly will need a lot of help. Isn't it fortunate that Miss Helfinger had her nervous breakdown in time? And another thing, a 22-year-old. Riding a bicycle. He must have flipped his sprocket chain, too.